One of the most often repeated phrases by those that as of yet are not very careful in keeping all of Torah and mitzvahs is they say that they don't want to be a hypocrite because they know that in their lives they're not able, for whatever reason right now, or they think they're not able to keep Torah completely. And so very often they'll say, why should I even bother keeping some things, doing some mitzvahs, if I'm not quote-unquote frum, quote-unquote orthodox? Why should I keep anything? I don't want to be a hypocrite. And the truth is that even Jews that do call themselves on their application forms and stuff orthodox, that do define themselves as observant, very often we also could feel at times sometimes hypocritical. Because ein tzadik bar tzashiyasotev lechta, there is no one completely righteous on this earth that never sins. We all do sin sometimes. And very often after we do a sin, sometimes we're also afraid that what, I'm going to get up and daven, isn't that hypocritical? What, am I a hypocrite? Who's the authentic me? But the answer to this, of course, that we have to know is that the most authentic me, the true me for each and every one of us, our true selves is our soul, our neshama. When we're doing a mitzvah, when we're praying, when we're learning Torah, when we're trying to connect to God, that is our true selves. That is who we really are. It's the other times when we're not true to ourselves. It's the other times when the things of this world, the temptations, etc., things of this world pull us away from connecting to God. That's when we're not being quote-unquote true to ourselves. Just to take an example, I can't imagine a person that smokes, that's still a smoker, there's still some of those out there, I can't imagine a person that smokes cigarettes getting in a car and saying, why should I put on a seatbelt? Anyway, I'm doing something that could be potentially dangerous to my life. Why should I be a hypocrite? Nobody thinks like that. Whoever smokes, unfortunately, it's because they can't help themselves. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of yourself when you can, and how much more so when it comes to our souls. And because of this, I was very moved when I saw recently an op-ed article in the New York Times that was printed a couple of days ago, and I'll post over here also the link to it. It's called The Hypocrisy of Hanukkah, where some American writer who styles himself an assimilated Jew was really bothered by the question of why should he celebrate Hanukkah. He recently saw that historically the holiday of Hanukkah is the victory of the Maccabees, not just over the Greeks, but also over the Hellenized Jews, the Misyavnim, the assimilated Jews, those Jews that adopted Greek culture and were not loyal to the Torah way of life. And this American Jew is being very honest and saying, why should I celebrate Hanukkah? He was very bothered. And especially, he said, his daughter was pushing him that she wanted to celebrate Christmas. How could she manage without Santa and all the beautiful Christmas lights? But he writes that that itself, that he heard that his daughter was ready to join Team Santa, that itself was enough. He realized that he has to celebrate Hanukkah, as he writes that he's not Hellenized enough to get a Christmas tree. And of course, this is exactly what the Alter Rebbe writes in chapter 19 of Tanya, which is that every single Jew, if it comes to actually being separated from God, would never, ever do that. It's just the problem is that most of the time, a lot of the sins we do, we don't really feel that we're being separated from God. As he explains there in chapter 19 of Tanya, it's a ruach shtus, a spirit of folly, that we think that, you know, little sins aren't so bad. But the bottom line is that any Jew that would ever feel that they're being completely separated from their Judaism, from God, would never allow that to happen, because that is the true self of who we are. Because our soul could only for so long be hidden. Our authentic selves, our souls could be hidden within us, surrounded by the temptations of this world and all the distractions. But if it's a question of actually bringing in a Christmas tree, being that Hellenized, as this writer writes, he can't do that. And none of us can. It's just a question of how much we realize that every sin separates us from God at some level. And then the writer wrote that when he's going to light the Hanukkah candles this year and everyone else will be singing about the Maccabees, I will be saying a prayer for the Hellenized Jews and for the renegade Jews of our day. And of course, our response is that we're all saying prayers for the Hellenized Jews and the renegade Jews of our day. We all are. But the truest deepest thing that we all have to know as we're about to leave Hanukkah these last few hours is that just like in those days, b'yomim ahem b'zman hazeh, in the miracle of Hanukkah, Hashem gave over rabim b'yad mi'atim. He gave over a huge majority in the hand of the minority. He gave over a huge amount of Hellenized people and soldiers in the hand of a minority. In exactly the same way, we have to know that that applies to all of us. We all have inside of us the Hellenized Jew, the Misyavin of who we are, that part of our that is not our authentic self, even though it might be the majority of who we are. And I'm not just talking about Jews that are not quote-unquote observant, even observant Jews. The majority of our day, for most of us, is not spent learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. The majority of our day, the rabbim, the vast majority of our day, is involved in worldly things. And for many people, when they look at their lives, it could be that the vast majority of their lives was more connected to assimilation or sin than being connected to Hashem. And so the message of Hanukkah that we're going to depart with is to know that Hashem always gives over the side of darkness to the side of light, the side of impurity to the side of holiness, no matter how much of a minority the holiness might be. It will always win because a little light dispels a lot of darkness. May we allow the minority sometimes of who we are, or the deep, still, small voice inside of us, which is as infinite as God is, to overcome in a revealed way the majority of our lives, to be able to taka, feel Hashem in everything we do always, and thereby cause that all of Hellenistic culture and society and all assimilated Jews and the whole secular world will all be permeated with the light of Hashem with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.